the Russian-installed president of Chechnya, and at least five other people were killed today in a bombing in the Chechen capital Grozny. One of the dozens of people wounded was Russia's senior commander in the region. The bomb went off in a stadium where Chechen president Ahmed Kadyrov was attending Victory Day celebrations. The holiday marks the defeat of Nazi Germany. Los Angeles Times correspondent Kim Murphy is following the story of the assassination from Moscow. She says there are reports the explosion may have been caused by a bomb planted in the stadium some time ago.
The people that we've been able to ask about this so far have said that there is a strong likelihood that it does appear to have been planted some time ago. And there does not seem to be any indication, though, of any kind of a remote control ignition of the device, which would seem to suggest that somebody had to have access to it fairly recently to activate whatever timing device or whatever was in use. So that's something that's still under investigation at this point.
Mm-hmm. Now, should we assume that the bombers were the Chechen rebels who've been fighting Russian rule for years?
Well, I think that nobody so far has exactly claimed responsibility for it, but it's probably a fair assumption. Kadyrov was a number one target of the Chechen rebels. The rebel leader, Shonil Bisayev, just a couple of weeks ago vowed to present Kadyrov's head to his other military commander, Aslan Bakharov. And the representatives of the Chechen rebel government in exile that I spoke with said that they considered Kadyrov a legitimate military target.
How has the Russian government reacted to this?
Well, obviously, President Putin had very much pinned his hopes for a peaceful resolution of the Chechen problem on Kadyrov. When Kadyrov was installed as president of the republic, there was every expectation on Putin's part that the Chechen problem might finally go away. But in fact, the violence has continued unabated since then. And this evidence today that the situation is completely out of control and the Kremlin's last peace plan for Chechnya is now up in smoke.
Mm-hmm. Would you tell us about Kadyrov? He was the Kremlin's handpicked president, although technically he was elected. How much of a puppet was he?
Well, he's been a figure in Chechen politics for quite some time. He was the senior Islamic religious leader.
Mm-hmm.
He was at one time a rebel leader and decided that when the second Chechen war started, he just felt that the rebellion had gotten out of control and that it was time to try to bring some kind of peace and stability. He never admitted that he was a puppet of any kind. In fact, such assertions made him furious. But in fact, he and the Kremlin saw Chechnya's future in remarkably similar terms.
Did the rebels see him then, as you said, that he was their number one target, that they see him as some kind of figure who had betrayed them since he at one time had been a rebel himself?
Absolutely. Under his leadership, a new security force had grown and flourished. And in fact, the number of killings and disappearances of Chechen civilians, especially young military-age men, had continued unabated under Kadyrov's reign. And most analysts believe that his security services were actually responsible for more disappearances and arrests than the Russian forces over the past year.
Kim Murphy, thanks so much for joining us.
Okey-doke.
Kim Murphy is the Russia correspondent for the Los Angeles Times. She joined us from Moscow.